In the world of manufacturing, change is the only constant. How are small and medium-sized manufacturers, SMMs, to keep up with new technologies, regulations, and other important shifts, let alone leverage them to become leaders in their industries? Shifting Gears, a podcast from CMTC, highlights leaders from the modern world of manufacturing, from SMMs to consultants to industry experts. Each quarter, we go deep into topics pertinent to both operating a manufacturing firm and the industry as a whole. Join us to hear about the manufacturing sector's latest trends, groundbreaking technologies, and expert insights to help SMMs in California set themselves apart in this exciting modern world of innovation and change. I'm Greg Profesich, Director of Advanced Manufacturing Technologies at CMTC, and I'd like to welcome you. In this episode, I'm joined by James Sly, President and CEO of the East County Economic Development Council, Pierre Cordiel, Advising and Education Director for SF Made, and Ricardo Vasquez, Economic Policy Manager for the Los Angeles Mayor's Office. James, Pierre, and Ricardo discuss how their organizations first got involved with Manufacturing Day, the eye-opening experiences they've had at local manufacturers' facilities, and the steps and benefits to hosting a Manufacturing Day event. Welcome, James. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
So, James, can you please take a minute or two and just tell us a little bit about your current role?
Yeah, I am the president and CEO of the East County Economic Development Council, and my organization is one of these sub-regional EDCs in the eastern part of San Diego County, and it's our job to try to address some of the meaningful challenges that our community runs into around manufacturing, workforce development, economic development, and education. So manufacturing plays a close part in our heart, and we've been involved in some of these manufacturing activities for a number of years.
Thank you, James. It's great to have you here. I'm looking forward to a deeper conversation about this. Pierre, I'm so happy you could join us today.
Thank you, Greg. It's exciting to be here.
Could you also take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about your current role?
Sure. I'm the Director of Advising and Education for SF Made. I'm the main advisor for our fastest growing and most needy companies, the ones that need us the most, really. And for some quick background, SF Made is a 10-year-old nonprofit. So founded in 2010, we help manufacturing companies become more profitable and sustainable and really create jobs for the local economy is our spiel. We work with lots of very small manufacturers in addition to a few bigger ones. So we count 600 quote-unquote member companies that we are engaged with on an annual basis. And about 80% of those 600 companies have 5 employees or less. So lots of small companies, and for us, a big manufacturer has 200 employees.
Glad to have you here today. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Welcome, Ricardo. Glad you could be here.
Hey, Greg. Good to be with you, too.
Could you take a minute or two and tell us a little bit about your current role?
Sure. I'm Ricardo Vasquez. I work for LA Mayor Eric Garcetti in his Office of Economic Development. So I'm an economic policy manager focused primarily on helping our manufacturing community, most of which are small and medium-sized businesses, family-owned businesses. And the mayor has had a vision since he began his term of getting the resources and partnerships that our small business community needs to succeed and also to help out the larger players. That's why he's gone out there to help found things like AMP SoCal and secure SESME down here in LA and a bunch of other fun stuff that I'm looking forward to touching upon.
Thank you for that, Ricardo. It's great to have you here. I think from the coverage we have geographically, you guys represent some of the areas of the greatest concentrations of population and manufacturers across the state. So I think we're going to have a good conversation. I'm really looking forward to getting deeper into the issues. So let's get started. We're here to talk about Manufacturing Day. So first, some Manufacturing Day facts. Throughout the month of October, manufacturers will open their doors and attempt to inspire our young people to pursue careers in manufacturing and engineering. We need today's STEM graduates at the high school, community college, and university level to enter the manufacturing careers and fuel innovations in American manufacturing. Manufacturing is a key wealth generator in our economy and is critical to our long-term economic and national security. With the number of skilled laborers retiring, there will be more jobs than workers in manufacturing. Manufacturing Day started out in 2012 when Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey proclaimed the first official Manufacturing Day. In 2014, President Barack Obama signed the first presidential proclamation, and since then it's really taken off. Many large organizations supporting manufacturing and advocating for manufacturing have gotten involved, such as the National Association of Manufacturers, the Manufacturing Institute, the Manufacturing Extension Partnership Program, and the Society of Manufacturing Engineers, and many others. Each of these organizations have supported an ever-growing number of annual events. Manufacturing Day is celebrated nationally on the first Friday in October. Here in California, manufacturing is too big a contributor to the economy for a single day. So we celebrate Manufacturing Month California, which kicks off on Manufacturing Day. So to our panelists, James, Pierre, and Ricardo, why did the organizations you represent support Manufacturing Day? And how did your organizations first get involved? James, why don't we start off with you?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg, and I appreciate it. I think that you called out a lot of reasons why manufacturing is important to all of us. The East County Economic Development Council started out actually in 2014 supporting some of our manufacturing activities here in San Diego. And in 2016, we launched our Manufacturing Expo. We wanted to celebrate the products that were made in our own backyard. Many of the manufacturing shops are not accessible to the public. And so this was a way for us to showcase all of the wonderful work they did, the products they made, and the creations they invented. We also wanted to underscore manufacturing's pretty immense contribution to our regional economy and the number of people that it employs and the amount of investment it brings to San Diego. And lastly, we're hoping that our Manufacturing Expo can inspire that next generation of creators, makers, and suppliers, the people that are going to build our manufacturing workforce into the future.
Thank you for that, James. I think those are some good points and some good reasons to be involved. Pierre, what are your thoughts?
SF Made has been involved with Manufacturing Day for a few years, probably since 2017. And we approach Manufacturing Day two different ways. In San Francisco, which is where SF Made has most of its programs, we actually have enough following because we've been around for a while, and SF Made also organizes holiday fairs. So thanks to that following on social media and all, we are able to open factories to the public for Manufacturing Day and actually give behind-the-scenes tour, because calling it behind-the-scenes makes it a bit more enticing and exciting. And we mostly attract adults and young professionals that are really interested in buying local and in discovering their city and their neighborhood. But we also created an initiative called BAUM, the Bay Area Urban Manufacturing Initiative. That's a collaborative effort of 33 cities today around the San Francisco Bay Area that really support and help grow manufacturing in the region. And this initiative is mostly comprised of city governments. So under and with BAUM, we really encourage cities to organize school tours, but also to think of their other constituents. It could be adult tours for parents, tours for school boards, or inviting economic development commissions. So really helping them think outside the box.
Okay, thank you, Pierre. And Ricardo, tell us a little bit about how your organization got involved.
Sure. So our big goal and reason for getting involved with Manufacturing Week is to really tell the story of manufacturing, something that really doesn't get highlighted or spoken about in the media. Most folks don't know that LA is one of the largest manufacturing hubs in the country. So every year we take the mayor to a site visit, whether it's Walker Foods in Boyle Heights that have been canning salsas for almost 100 years, or Panavision over there in the valley. Of course, they're manufacturing cameras for almost every major motion picture in the country, to a whole bunch of stuff, including visiting Aerojet Rocketdyne and other folks. The idea is to let people know that we make a lot of stuff in LA, that there are a lot of great careers in the industry, and to encourage young people to explore their options, whether it's getting training at a local community college or pursuing engineering degrees at four-year universities. It's been a lot of fun, especially this past year. Obviously, we had to do this virtually, and what we did is convened a group from LA College Promise, and LA College Promise Works, and that's the free community college program here in the city of Los Angeles that the mayor helped found a few years ago. What we did, it was pretty simple. The kids were interested in knowing how you end up working at a SpaceX, how you work in the space program, how you make items that end up going to Mars. So we got a few leading advanced manufacturers, Aerojet Rocketdyne, SpaceX, Virgin Orbit, Northrop Grumman, to describe what they do. And they each brought in different staff members, many of whom came from community colleges, and described their journey from school to getting their first job in the industry to where they are now. It was a lot of fun. It was really taking advantage of the fact that, you know, oddly enough, in this kind of virtual work from home world, there's a lot of opportunities for people to engage in new ways. And, you know, that's what we tried to take advantage of last year.
Thank you, Ricardo. So the three of you gave really good kind of solid reasons from, you know, showcasing manufacturing to, you know, career paths for young people to really opening the eyes to the manufacturing's local contribution to the economy and to jobs and to society. And I think those are all great points. And so thank you for that. I want to delve a little deeper, if we can, into some of the events. So, you know, the past couple of years, Ricardo, you mentioned the past year in the pandemic and virtual. I think it's right on point. Last year of Manufacturing Day was a little bit more virtual than years past. So maybe if we took a 2 or 3 year view, tell us a little bit about some of the kinds of events that have been in your areas that you've seen and participated in, and maybe some of the successes of those. We can also talk a little bit, if you want, about some of the events that are being planned for this year in your area. So let's talk about the Manufacturing Day events a little bit. Pierre, why don't you start us off?
Sure. In San Francisco and around the Bay Area, our Manufacturing Day events these past few years, we try to make them as exciting as possible by choosing to open the doors of factories that were the largest or products that were the least well known. And most of the companies that we know attracted a lot of attention from attendees were food and beverage companies, because it's all about the perks, right? It's having the promise of an exciting or impressive event. And the perks always help. When we toured breweries around San Francisco with a tasting in the end, it was always a big plus. Or when we toured a big brand like Timbuktu Bags, it was also always a big plus. What we tried to do 2 years before and 3 years before was organize neighborhood tours. So it's not just one Manufacturing Day event and tour, but it's like one afternoon where you tour one bigger building that often has split spaces that house manufacturers, where you can really discover your neighborhood and see the diversity of the manufacturers and of the products that are made in those bigger buildings. And that was very exciting. And just as a side note here, good speakers always help make the events very enticing. So having either famous business owners or locally known or people that are really excited about their mission always help make the events a blast.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the pub crawl concept to a manufacturing crawl, right? We're going from site to site and seeing not just one place today. In a shared space, that's a great thing you can do.
Yeah. 2 years ago, if I remember well, we toured a granola company, a chocolate manufacturer, then a bagel manufacturer, and ended at a brewery and toured all the places. So 4 tours in a short period of time. So you don't have time to delve into really the details of each manufacturing facility and how they do things, but half an hour per company keeps things interesting and engaging.
I hope there were samples along the way on that tour.
Oh, always, of course.
Absolutely. So, Ricardo, why don't you talk a little bit next? Some of the events that have occurred in the past couple of years and maybe some of the ones that are planned for this Manufacturing Day coming up in October.
Sure. What a great event we put together. I think it was 2 years ago. We held a mini conference at Wet Design manufacturers, for example, the fountains at Bellagio and a lot of other sort of large-scale sort of water, light, and fire spectacles. We were able to bring together folks from Goodwill, Southern California, and another group of folks that we had an entrepreneur in residence who really worked on a project for an entire year to discuss how we can do two things. One, encourage small and medium-sized businesses to uptake new technology, and two, how we can help workers get upskilled themselves. During that whole mini conference, it was really about what is the future of our workforce and how can we prepare them. And it's one of those things that the old is new again. You know, a lot of people are talking about apprenticeship and how it's really on-the-job training that's going to unlock a lot of opportunities for people. We were able to announce a really great partnership with Goodwill to train and upskill workers. So that was a whole lot of fun. And like I said, every year, you know, we also like to take the mayor on site visits with media. You know, I always love going to food processing facilities, Walker Foods, Boyle Heights, been canning salsa for 100 years. A couple of years ago, went to Follow Your Heart Earth Island, the makers of Veganaise, and a whole other bunch of products like that have been a huge success. And they've recently been acquired by a large international company. And it really looks like this big company is going to come in and make substantial investments in Chatsworth to expand product line. So there's a lot going on. One of the big goals of the mayor is to how do we highlight sustainability and energy efficiency in manufacturing. And, you know, one of the really proud partnerships there is with the Clean Energy Smart Manufacturing Innovation Institute at UCLA. They've got a whole bunch of interesting stuff going on. So if anyone wants to learn more, you can go to CESME.org. Again, that's Clean Energy Smart Manufacturing Innovation Institute. It's kind of a long name, but if you Google them, visit their homepage, you can get a sense of how they're trying to democratize smart manufacturing, make it cheaper for small and medium-sized businesses to get energy efficiencies and new productivity out of their sites with low-cost sensors and cloud computing. So every year, you know, bring the spotlight to those small and medium-sized family-owned businesses, which are really the bedrock of our manufacturing community.
Ricardo, thank you for that. And I think you bring up a really good point, and you're kind of saying indirectly something that's been going on in manufacturing, right? Manufacturing is no longer the dark, dangerous, dusty steel mill my grandfather worked in, right? It's very high tech these days. It's very clean. It offers stable jobs and things. So I want to come back to that with a question, but first I want to allow James to answer this one here. So, you know, James, tell us about the past and planned events in the area.
Yeah, anyone who's been to San Diego knows that it's a pretty spread out region, and we're lucky in that Manufacturing Day activities occur all throughout San Diego County. It's a combination of manufacturing tours and panels. We take people through the people actually doing the work. We take them through the colleges that are training them. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we're having our 6th annual Manufacturing Expo on September 28th. Last year, we were lucky enough to be able to do it virtually. And, you know, every year we get about 30 to 40 manufacturers to come in and sort of showcase the work that they do and the things that they build. And San Diego in general is very fortunate because we have a number of robust manufacturers. We have the chocolatiers and the breweries. We have the Taylor guitars and aerospace manufacturers. And so it's an opportunity for us to, you know, really illustrate how manufacturing has changed. And Greg, you called it out, right? I used to work in aerospace manufacturing before my time here at the EDC. And the perception is that manufacturing is, you know, sort of grimy, sort of, you know, an older people's kind of job, sort of a rundown employment. And that's not the case at all. Manufacturing is a very robust career pathway. The innovations that they've developed there are really impressive. And I think that many people will be shocked to walk through these facilities. And that's part of our intent on Manufacturing Day, is to get as many of our community members, whether job seekers, students, or career professionals, to walk through these manufacturers and see the good work that they're doing. And there are hundreds of activities every year throughout this month in San Diego.
You guys have all been to a number of Manufacturing Day events. You've seen a number of plants. It is technology focused these days, right? Between automation and robotics and, you know, smart manufacturing sensors and systems and additive manufacturing, where we're printing parts in aerospace because of the characteristics of being lighter and stronger and better performance on payloads. What are some of the things you've seen that are really cool and high tech in the manufacturing world that students might not think, or that participants in Manufacturing Day might not really think about if they don't understand and haven't been there themselves? What were some of the eye-opening things you've seen manufacturers doing?
One of the coolest inventions I think that I've seen, I was in a local aerospace manufacturer, and, you know, again, when people imagine manufacturing, they maybe think of a bunch of guys on an assembly line just kind of stamping parts. But in this specific manufacturer, they had what was almost a swimming pool full of some very strong acid, and they would drop these parts of these titanium parts, these aerospace parts, into this gigantic pool, and they could calculate exactly how fast the acid would eat away at the titanium to be able to pull out this piece and have it be perfectly defined and etched and milled based off their specs. And so I always thought that was really fascinating, because, you know, you turn the corner and you find these lab coat guys doing a lot of mathematics to figure out exactly the rate of, you know, decay for this titanium versus the acid. And you walk in and you can actually see them just lowering it into this pool and pulling it out. And suddenly there's a pretty defined, well-manufactured part.
That's amazing. Unless you're there, you wouldn't believe it, right? Unless you see it with your own eyes. It's great that manufacturers open their doors and we can see those kind of things. Pierre, any cool things you've seen on factory tours?
We don't have too many advanced manufacturers in San Francisco, but that said, lots of the food manufacturers, they are starting to add machinery to get better and become more efficient. What excited me was one of our growing chocolate manufacturers making chocolate bars invested in a chocolate bar making line, and in particular with a continuous cooling tunnel and an automated wrapping equipment. And I'm not sure that excites everyone, but it did excite people who took the tour that day to see all this chocolate being produced so fast.
Ricardo, any thoughts on this? Any cool stuff you've seen on some of the tours you've been on?
You know, one of the coolest things in LA, and again, it's because so much of manufacturing is hidden behind walls, is at Aerojet Rocketdyne, they have this sort of outdoor museum of all of the rocket engines that they worked on. since the 1950s. So you get to walk around this outdoor garden museum of the American Space Program, which is one of the funnest things that I've been able to see.
Wow. All the way back to like Mercury rockets, huh? From the original early 60s stuff. That's amazing. Well, thank you for that, guys. There are some really cool things that you can see. And it's mind-blowing, the diversity of ways that problems are solved and things are manufactured. And we take them for granted in the products we see and use every day. We don't realize what goes into them sometimes. It's kind of amazing. So let's talk a little bit about some of the events, again, that you've been to and been part of. What's been the feedback? Are there any stories that stand out, any ways you've impacted or seen the impact on some of the participants that have gone through?
It's always good when you hear that the mayor really loved the food that the manufacturer made and had a great experience after the end of a tour. One of the best parts of my job is site visits and just getting that opportunity to meet with the business owner, meet with the workers, and enjoy the product, which is the great part of food manufacturing. You know, there's something really wonderful about meeting the folks that are making your food and that you can later enjoy. But beyond that, you know, last year when we had to go virtual, it was just, you know, a wonderful experience. We got to have a few younger people who just started off their careers in manufacturing discuss their road to manufacturing and why it was important to them. And I think that they really connected with other youth in a way that can be kind of challenging. And I think a lot of that is just, you know, it's easier for the young people in community college or in other universities to see themselves in other young professionals and really gives them an idea of like, hey, this might be a great journey for me. You know, we had a lot of great stories from one of the folks at Northrop Grumman who started at community college and now is basically the head of their workforce department over in Palmdale, and another student from Valley College who had a really successful career at Aerojet Rocketdyne. So the human stories are always the best, and when you can see young professionals and students connect, was just really exciting.
It's amazing to see the excitement and the light in the eyes of those who connect with it, right? That's a huge payoff for part of these events. James, what are your thoughts on the topic of feedback and stories that stand out from past participants?
I think some of the ones that have made the most impact on my perception are, you know, to tie in a little bit to what Ricardo said, you know, some of these younger kids, especially, there was a gap in education for a while where career technical education and things like shop class weren't really heavily pushed. And so there's a large subset of our student population who've never really gotten the chance to build things with their hands or see how these things are crafted. And one of the most impactful scenarios for me is when we get these students coming through and they get to see what manufacturing entails and how these products are being built, the products that they use every day. And even as we track up into the college students and their parents and working professionals, I think all of them have a little bit of that amazement as they see how these pieces, how these parts, how these foods and beverages are all crafted together. Because when you buy it at your local store off Amazon or something, maybe you don't know, you don't really pay attention to that. But watching them get an understanding for the sorts of skills that it requires, the types of careers that might be available to them as they enter that field has been really interesting. And I think that the other piece of that I've found personally very interesting is some of the artistry involved in manufacturing, right? And in many ways, welding a part can be like designing a cake or painting a picture. There are a lot of artistic talents and skills that go into manufacturing and machining and welding and creating some of these products. And, you know, when we get the chance to walk our community members, our stakeholders, through these various manufacturing facilities or give the manufacturers a chance to show off the things that they've built, it's always really eye-opening for everyone who sees these presentations, because that's not what they were expecting, right? That's not what came to mind when they thought of manufacturing and what that meant in 2021.
It seems like manufacturing has a reputation as being, you know, assembly line worker, like a drone, just tightening the same five bolts every 30 seconds for hours and hours on end. And the reality is, it's more about ingenuity and creativity and industriousness and problem solving, working with your hands and seeing a tangible product going out the door at the end of the day. There's a lot of reward that comes from that, I think. You're hitting on a lot of the topics that are going to resonate with a lot of people. So I thank you for that.
When James brought up the welding example, it just kind of jogged my memory. I was over a couple of years ago at Relativity Space before they moved locations. They were still kind of in a small shop. And one of their best technicians, on his spare time, he's an artist, a welder. So, you know, here we have this advanced manufacturer using 3D printing to create rockets, right, in record time with a record small amount of parts. And, you know, what do they need? They need people who have this artistic talent and skill and passion for making things. So I think the future is going to be real complicated. I don't think the robots are taking over our jobs. For those folks that really grow the parts of their personality that are the most human, right? The folks that are interested in the arts, creating really cool things. And then you never know how that's going to mix, because here you have this really great artist doing amazing work at a company that's 3D printing rockets. So just an interesting thing to think about.
Absolutely. And I love the idea that we're moving from STEM to STEAM, adding in that A there for the artistic part, because that design component, that artistic flair, that thinking about things differently, that seeing the world visually and spatially, people with those kind of talents can really thrive in a manufacturing environment, because it is all about understanding all the pieces of the production process and the production machinery and the material being worked on come together. And those skills are invaluable in manufacturing. Excellent points, Ricardo. Pierre, any thoughts?
So in San Francisco, what I remember from these past few years and how Manufacturing Day events really marked me, I can give you two examples. One of them is when we have school tours or even public tours, hearing someone say, I have no idea, or I had no idea, either I had no idea this was made that way, or I had no idea this was made here, is always something that I love hearing. It means that people really discovered something and changed their perception as to how or where something was made. And that's what Manufacturing Day is about. It's changing the public's perception of manufacturing and manufacturing jobs. The second example is people finding jobs from discovering a factory and they didn't know was there and was in their city. One of our used to be a belt manufacturer who moved out, unfortunately, 2 years ago from San Francisco. But someone found a job in design because they had always been in apparel design all their life. And after taking a tour during Manufacturing Day, that person was able to apply and find a job also because she got to meet the owner of the company right away. So it was a pretty good connection. That's the other thing that really these tours help you do is put a foot inside a company and meet people who work there. So in terms of job opportunities, that's also a good way to approach getting to know a company and also an industry in general.
Great point. And those kind of connections and really that I didn't know, that resonates a lot with me too. I didn't know that it was done this way, or I didn't know that could do that, or I didn't even know that these things were made here. Those are always the stories I think that resonate the most. So thank you all for that. I think those are some great points. Let's talk a little bit about how Manufacturing Day and Manufacturing Month California can raise awareness to one of the biggest challenges facing the industry, having a pipeline of skilled workers. I think the statistics I've seen from the Department of Labor say we're expecting manufacturing to have a need nationwide for about 3.5 million jobs in the next 10 years. And those jobs can pay anywhere from $60,000, $80,000 to $110,000, $115,000 often. So, I mean, good, stable, high-paying jobs. Let's talk a little about that pipeline of skilled workers. How do you think Manufacturing Day raises awareness to that and really connects those dots? Pierre, why don't we start with you?
I completely agree with the fact that the workforce shortage is one of the biggest issues there because people just don't think of manufacturing as a viable career. Even though there's plenty of opportunities for advancement, and it's been super resilient during the pandemic. Primarily, the types of jobs we see and our organization helps manufacturers hire see that there is somewhat of a need for skilled workers, but around San Francisco, we see that manufacturers do need workers and they have trouble hiring, and this is really a need we've heard of for a few years now because people just don't think of manufacturing as a career that's viable to them, even though it's been super resilient during the pandemic and there's plenty of opportunities for advancement. That said, around San Francisco, we don't have so many advanced manufacturers, so they don't need very skilled workers, and they're very often open to training on the job and need very basic skills. And even then, they have trouble hiring. So it is a really big issue, and Manufacturing Day can help in just shedding some light into the fact that, yes, the manufacturing sector is there. There are manufacturers around you, probably not too far from where you live, and so you should consider them and maybe go knock on their door and tour them during Manufacturing Day to see what they do and whether they could offer you a job, whether it's today or in a few years when they need your type of skills.
Thanks for that, Pierre. I really appreciate it. Ricardo, what is your perspective?
There's a lot of job opportunities, and that's kind of the main message that we're trying to get to younger people, that if this is something that they're interested in, if science, technology, and entrepreneurship is something that kind of creates a passion, then manufacturing might be a really great fit for them. It's not only the workers that are retiring, it's also the business owners that are retiring. So there's a lot of opportunity for youth that want to jump into the business and potentially take over. You know, we're working with Valley College on actually doing a 4-week intensive boot camp for first-year college students that are part of LA College Promise. So these students are just going to learn the real basics, learn some safety skills, get a sense of what is the manufacturing landscape in Los Angeles. And then we're going to help them find an internship for about 10 weeks through the LA College Promise Works program. So, you know, we're trying to be innovative. We're trying to find youth where they are. And we're also leveraging the institutions that are already doing a lot of great workforce development work.
Thank you, Ricardo. And James, your thoughts?
Yeah, Greg, I think you nailed it at the beginning of this. We see a lot of challenge in manufacturing around hiring, you know, a competent, consistent workforce. And as we look at the aging out of that population, you are seeing some pretty big gaps between, you know, what we've got now versus the needs that are, you know, sort of approaching us in the very near future. And we really use Manufacturing Day and Manufacturing Month and the activities associated with that to highlight the career pathways that are available within manufacturing. Our Economic Development Council works a lot with our local community colleges, our high school districts, and our universities. And for manufacturing, we're really in the first part of that work-based learning spectrum around awareness, right? Because if you ask an incoming college student or a soon-to-be graduating senior, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? They don't usually choose manufacturing. And it's not because those careers aren't interesting, exciting. It's because they're not aware of them. And, you know, especially if you look at a recently graduated senior out of high school, you know, they'll probably say, well, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer. And within manufacturing, there are thousands of different career pathways. And, you know, I think Pierre's made a really good point around the breadth of experiences that are available in manufacturing. It's not just engineers and welders. There are artists and bakers. Manufacturing spans between breweries to bakers, apparel, aerospace. And so one of our big intents behind our Manufacturing Day activities is to show the breadth of all the career pathways that are available there. And we do that by, you know, bringing in our community members, our students, our parents in throughout these manufacturers. But we also partner with our local education entities to bring in some of the teachers, right? Because part of creating a demonstrable, effective workforce is bringing in the people that are creating that. And so we bring in some of the faculty from our local community colleges. We bring in the university professors, the high school teachers, to show them what manufacturing looks like so that as they're teaching what will hopefully be our next wave of manufacturing talent, they have a frame of reference that can identify how well these jobs can perform, how well they can pay, the stability's there. You know, we called out earlier that during the pandemic, as everyone was shutting down, many manufacturers were doing really well. You know, they were able to, you know, maintain many of their operations. And we believe that it's absolutely a viable career path and that many people would choose it, more people would choose it, if they were aware of the opportunities that were available.
Let's go a little more into that. My next question was to talk a little bit more about the academic institutions that are engaged in the very important role of preparing our next generation of workers. What are the educational pathways in the high schools, community colleges, and four-year institutions in your areas that can help prepare someone for a career in manufacturing, right? I go to an event, I'm excited. Now what do I do?
We're really fortunate in San Diego. We have a lot of community colleges, high school districts, and universities that partner really well together to try and create these pretty robust sort of career pathway ecosystems. And so, you know, throughout our county, we have various welding programs, machining and manufacturing programs. We have a variety of engineering initiatives that sort of branch out depending on which aspect of manufacturing you want to get into. You know, we have partners like MiraCosta College in North County. We have Grossmont and Cuyamaca Community College District in East County, City College downtown. And all of them are sort of touching and piecing together these career pathways, these work-based learning opportunities in manufacturing. And, you know, we work very closely with our local workforce investment board, the San Diego Workforce Partnership, and with some of our, you know, state and county officials to set up pre-apprenticeships and internships and tie those in with the work the education partners are doing. So they've done a really good job, especially in recent years, trying to build out as many sort of on-the-job training opportunities as they can for people looking to get into manufacturing. For a college, it's hard for them to, you know, put in a $900,000 machine so that everybody gets a chance to work on it. But we've seen some really robust partnerships between education and industry that have empowered the education of some of these people looking to break into manufacturing. So they'll go to a college and they'll go through a welding program or they'll go through a machining program and they'll learn it from the book perspective. And then our employers will open their doors and allow them to get some time on the machines and get some time producing parts. And what we see is a really robust pipeline that ends up with a trained, competent person at the end.
So if I'm a student looking for a career path, there are great opportunities in San Diego County to get involved and just engage with one of these manufacturing skills ecosystems. If I'm a manufacturer looking for skilled workers, same answer, right? Engage with these same ecosystems that, you know, are there. We just need to know about them and know how to connect with them. So win-win for everybody there. Pierre, let's talk about what's going on in the Bay Area in terms of academic institutions and educational pathways.
So at SFMADE and around San Francisco, we have two different programs to help with this pipeline of workers who discover what the manufacturing ecosystem is like. First, we have a program called YouthMADE, where we offer about 50 students every year to intern in our manufacturing companies in San Francisco, so they can really see what it's like to work at a local manufacturer and what type of skill they require from their workers. And in addition to this, throughout the year, we work with high school students, really trying to expose them through factory tours. So not just for manufacturing day, but it's something we do on a regular basis, just so to get the students excited and help them realize they can do a lot at a manufacturing company. In addition to this, they also get to have hands-on experience by really doing some workshops with business owners and really hear not just what a manufacturer is like, but hear the story of the owners behind these companies and how they got there, because often it's not a clear path for these owners of companies. Sometimes got there by accident, and it's good for younger generations and students to realize that they don't have to have a clear path right away and to know they're going to end up in that exact type of job or that exact company, but to be open to discovering new things. And manufacturing is also allow you to do lots of different things and to be almost a jack of all trade in a company. So that's something that younger generations need to see and realize.
Absolutely. So thank you for that, Pierre. Ricardo, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And, you know, just thinking of from the perspective of students, you know, one of the things in our drive to help students improve on their math and reading scores has meant that, unfortunately, a lot of shop classes have gone by the wayside. But we still have a couple of really great shop programs in high school in Van Nuys High and Chatsworth High. And they're doing really amazing work getting students excited about the industry and letting them know how they can continue their education. And for a lot of students, that continuation is going to be at, you know, LA Valley College, LA Trade Tech, and they've done really a lot of great work in improving and upgrading their training programs. Recently, LA Valley College got basically entirely new CNC machines and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. Students are really getting trained on the latest and greatest so that when they go out into the workforce, they're kind of ahead of the curve already. But like we talked about earlier, the big component is what's happening on the job to help train workers. And one partnership that's been really exciting has been with Goodwill Southern California. And they've been doing some interesting work in helping employers through the apprenticeship system and getting folks certified and all set up so they're sort of earning and learning as they go through the process. So it just makes a lot of sense to grow in your job. It makes a lot of sense for the business owner to invest in their employees so that folks feel invested and part of that community and kind of want to stay. Having more small businesses connect with Goodwill and other intermediaries that are offering apprenticeships and other kind of structured learning on the job, I think is really, really exciting. And a couple other things that are coming down the pipeline, SESME, again, the Clean Energy Smart Manufacturing Innovation Institute, they're going to be opening a sort of a cyber makerspace at LA City College, and that's to help train youth on what is smart manufacturing. There's sort of data component, right? It's not just about making things, it's about understanding how a process can be improved. So a lot of cool things happening, but you know, from the perspective of the learner, there's a bunch of different ways to get engaged, from just going to community colleges to see what's of interest for you, or, you know, perhaps if you're at a manufacturing site, maybe there's a way for you to bring aboard a Goodwill or even on your own to get online with ToolingU and a bunch of other platforms to upgrade your own skills.
Absolutely. There are so many different ways these days to get that educational information, from the local community colleges, university systems, some of the high schools, to all of the online tools. Absolutely great resources out there. So thank you for that. So let's shift a little bit to talk about the manufacturer's perspective a little bit. If I'm a manufacturer, what are the benefits of hosting a manufacturing day event? Why would I want to do one of these?
I think that, you know, we've talked pretty frequently throughout this production around the challenges that manufacturers have hiring talent. And I think that, again, part of that boils down to awareness, right? For many of these manufacturers, sure, you've got the huge manufacturers that take up 6 acres and everybody knows where they're at, right? But here in San Diego, something like 86% of our businesses are small businesses, less than 20 people. And so many of our manufacturers are tucked into these little business parks or small industrial parks. And so for them to find talent, you know, they post something on a website on Monster.com or Indeed or something, nobody knows who they are. And so these manufacturing day activities give them an opportunity to, again, showcase the work that they do and also maybe highlight why they could be a great employer, right, for the people that are looking for a job. And so, you know, I think that on the hiring end, it's a great opportunity for them to find that prospective welder, that prospective machinist, that person that they're looking for. And on the business side of it, we see a lot of business-to-business activities kind of coming through these manufacturing day events, because at least here in San Diego, when we host these manufacturing day walkthroughs or tours or panels, what we see is a lot of manufacturers are kind of seeing what everyone else is doing, right? They're looking for best practices. They're seeing the products that each other makes and who they can use as suppliers. And so for your, you know, very small, micro or medium-sized manufacturer, opening your doors is a great way to show off what you're doing, not only to the community, but also to potential customers, potential suppliers and partners and vendors. And it's a great way to establish some partnerships that might otherwise be very difficult to establish.
Great points, great insights there. So, Pierre.
It can also be getting the attention of very targeted people, like a council member, like high-profile people around you, but also seconding what James said. We've seen manufacturers around San Francisco organize manufacturing day events, not for the public, but really as a way to strengthen existing relationships. You can just have a private party and invite your suppliers, your main clients, make sure they get to know each other and reward them with a tour, snacks, and swag. It doesn't take much, but it goes a long way to, again, strengthen those relationships. Whatever type of event you throw, whether it's a public one or really a private one, it's always a benefit to your company to host a manufacturing day event.
Ricardo, what are your thoughts?
Building off what Pierre said, our most important resource really is each other and building community. And a lot of times, I think there's so much going on when you're running a small to medium-sized business that it's easy to not get to, you know, knowing your neighbors. You know, I've heard stories of a lot of folks that, you know, their supplier was just kind of down the street and they never kind of knew that they made this funky little part that they've sort of been looking for all over the place. So get to know each other. There's nothing more important than having a strong community, because then once you got that going, you're going to be able to advocate for what you need. You're going to be able to get more attention for when you need to sort of let people know you're hiring. There's just so many ways to amplify your voice by coming together that alone makes it worth it.
I also want to jump in and add, if possible, that it can be stressful if you list an event on the Manufacturing Day website, because it's pretty clear and easy to list an event, and then realize that you have close to zero signups or not too much traction, basically. And so that's where partnering is also a great way to bring more visibility and people to your event, whether it's from nonprofits like ours or from a local ED, from the Chamber of Commerce, or even tagging along with another manufacturer that may be really close to you and having a joint event. There are lots of ways to really give yourself more visibility if you think that your small brand and company, maybe your not so great location, might not attract people to your doors.
Great points. reach out to local organizations, the East County EDC, the mayor's office, San Francisco MAID, CMTC, we sponsor, and really, we coordinate, and we evangelize Manufacturing Day across the state of California. And we love to make connections between manufacturers holding events and entities and organizations of populations that would like to come see them. High schools, community colleges, et cetera. And so we work really hard every year to make that happen. So if you find yourself in that situation, please reach out. We'll see if there's any way we can help you. So that leads us to one of the last questions here. If I was a manufacturer and I wanted to sponsor an event, what would I need to do? How do you hold a Manufacturing Day event?
Yeah, we, on September 28th, we're hosting our 6th annual Manufacturing Day Expo. And if you're interested in sponsoring or participating, our website for that can be found at eastcountyedc.org. And we've talked about all the benefits of partnering and participating in these events. And I think that it's a great way for manufacturers to reinvest in their community with pretty tangible ROIs. So on our behalf, you can go to our website at eastcountyedc.org. And on September 28th, we'll be hosting our 6th one. We're shooting for about 50 manufacturers here in the eastern part of San Diego. And it should be a great time. It always is.
In the Bay Area, Pierre?
So we've helped lots of manufacturers host events, and it's pretty easy to put together. There are lots of documentation on the MFG Day website. And so they really take you through the different steps and give you tips on how to make it successful, who to reach out to make it bigger. And also, it's really the central way where to list your event, because that way, if you're part of either a manufacturer or even the public, you can also see where the other events happen around you. And not just actually on Manufacturing Day, but sometimes, like for us at SF MAID, we encourage manufacturers to list and host events not just on Manufacturing Day, but around the whole week, so we can make it bigger and give more opportunities, especially for schools and the public, to come on days that work better for them.
So, Pierre, thank you for that. And when you go to manufacturingday.com, you may end up at a site called Creators Wanted. That's exactly where you need to be. And lots of great materials on Manufacturing Day events, how to hold one, and also where they are locally in your area. And in past years, they've had a map. And you could go kind of by geographic area or even zip code in some cases and find out all of the Manufacturing Day events that could be attended. So to summarize our discussion today, I want to thank each of you for being here. Manufacturing Day is great. It's a great opportunity for manufacturers and for those interested in learning about the industry, the potential future workers, students who are trying to make career decisions, et cetera. It's a great way to showcase manufacturing. You've got factories that are open for tour. We get to get in behind the scenes and get that behind the scenes tour and really find out how things are made and how products we use every day, how cool the processes are around it, and how technology is added into that process. We get to lose our stereotypes about the fact that it's dangerous and dirty and dull and grimy and dark. It's actually very fun and interesting, and a lot of times you see people really kind of thriving and really enjoying their job. Adults, young professionals, schools and students, economic development organizations all benefit from this showcasing of manufacturing. It helps everyone understand the contribution of manufacturing to the economy. For every manufacturing job, I think the statistic is that there are 2.5 jobs supporting it. So if you have a factory of 100 people, you've got 250 people working outside that factory supporting that work. And so it's a multiplier on the economy and has a huge economic impact. We can inspire the next generation of workers, makers, creators, right? And so we need people who are innovative and problem solvers who like working with their hands. They can make a huge contribution to society, to our economy, and to our national security by looking into and pursuing jobs in the manufacturing sector. And those jobs are high paying and can be very stable jobs. You know, highly skilled workers have a lot of portability, if you will, across different organizations. You know, Ricardo mentioned a couple times apprenticeships, and a lot of apprenticeships do offer portable certificates where you can go from one business to another, one employer to another, one state to another, and your credential and your skill still carries over and it carries credibility. So a lot of high-paying and stable jobs that can come. We get to really kind of dazzle and explore and expand horizons, right? The I didn't know effect that Pierre was talking about, I think, is huge, right? Just seeing the light in the eyes of people like, wow, that's really cool how that's made as you're on one of these events. It opens the doors to connections with educational institutions. There are educational pathways and opportunities for young people looking to explore careers here. And so getting in and seeing a Manufacturing Day event is a great way to figure out, hey, is this right for me? What would I like? A or B? Those kind of considerations as you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. It's also a great opportunity for the small manufacturers, for the midsize manufacturers, looking for a pipeline of workers, begin to develop relationships with those chaperones that come to those plant tours and start thinking about, you know, this is an institution that could give me a pipeline of skilled workers. How do I partner with them? Do I want to do an apprenticeship? All kinds of opportunities can come out of that. And that really kind of brings us to the next piece, which is, you know, the awareness of future employees in new business contacts. It's about that local ecosystem, right? Educational organizations, other suppliers, potential customers. What is your local manufacturing ecosystem? Manufacturing Day can help you get exposure to that. Last but not least, most importantly, it's a lot of fun. Opening up your facility and talking about what you do to people who are interested in it, seeing the light bulbs go off in people's minds and get excited and enthusiastic about what you're doing and just learning. So the Manufacturing Day offers some great promise. So James, Pierre, and Ricardo, I really appreciate you being here today. Thank you so much for joining me and for sharing your perspectives and insights with me and with our listeners.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Greg. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us. You know, Manufacturing Day gives us the chance to show off all the work that we're doing statewide, and thank you for giving us the chance to talk about it.
You're very, very welcome. And to our listeners, thank you for joining me for this conversation with James Sly, Pierre Cordeil, and Ricardo Vasquez in discussing Celebrating Manufacturing Day 2021. Thank you so much. Have a great day and stay safe and healthy. Thank you for listening to Shifting Gears, a podcast from CMTC. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and post it on your social media platforms. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast directory. For more information on our topic, please visit www.cmtc.com/shiftinggears. CMTC is a private nonprofit organization that provides technical assistance, workforce development, and consulting services to small and medium-sized manufacturers throughout the state of California. CMTC's mission is to serve as a trusted advisor, providing solutions that increase the productivity and competitiveness of California's manufacturers. CMTC operates under a cooperative agreement for the state of California with the Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership Program, MEP, at the National Institutes of Standards and Technology within the Department of Commerce. For more information about CMTC, please visit www.cmtc.com. For more information about the MEP National Network, or to find your local MEP center, visit www.nist.gov/MEP.